This is Nathan's Mum is Pregnant, a podcast about pregnancy, having toddlers, and gaining an identity beyond someone's mum. I share my pregnancy journey from 4 weeks and beyond. Good morning, afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. So it has been a while. It has been a proper while. Listening back to that intro, goodness me, I am cheesy in it. But hey ho, whatever, I'm a bit cheesy in real life as well. So it has been a few weeks since I have recorded a podcast. And as you may have noticed by the title, we skip quite a few weeks and head into week 11. Now, the reason for me skipping these weeks is, first of all, I have been so ill. I have not been able to even think about recording a podcast, let alone get the microphone out and start recording. I had two options, and one of them was to just record them all sort of together before it's all released, which is my second reason why we have skipped a few weeks. I don't have time to do that. And also, I just feel like it would be a bit boring for you guys. It wouldn't be as many fresh ideas that come into me every week. It would just be me sort of trying to squeeze information into a podcast. So hopefully you'll appreciate the realness of this podcast and just appreciate that things don't always go to plan. I'll still try and release a podcast every week. That is definitely my aim. I just won't be as far forward as I was hoping in releasing them. But it's all good. Now, as I mentioned, I have not been well, so I have my Lucozade with me, which is literally keeping me going, actually feeling so much better than I was even just a week ago. I'm feeling loads better, definitely ready to start producing this podcast more and start putting my heart and soul into it. I have learned so much about pregnancy this time round. There's something about pregnancy and carrying a life inside of you that just, it gets me so much deeper into like my spiritual practices, which are basically meditation and just listening to my own guides and my own way of being. I don't sort of worship anything other than my higher self and what's inside of me. But being pregnant definitely brings me closer to just the amazingness of the universe and what my body can do and what as humans we can do. Like, it's pretty amazing. I think it's pretty amazing. Also, my dog is pregnant at the moment, so I also appreciate what dogs' bodies can do and how they are so much more natural than us. Like, their bodies can just do these things without all these interventions that we seem to have, and yeah, they just get on and do it. It's pretty amazing. I've just been fascinated by sort of the universe and everything around me. And I don't know if that is the same for anyone else that's pregnant, where they really just sort of feel the energy of, I hope I'm not being too woo-woo here. Anyway, I wonder if anyone else sort of feels the same way about how amazing our bodies are, but also how amazing the world and the universe and everything around us is when we have life growing inside of us. Let's talk about week 11. We're on week 11. I am 11 weeks and 3 days, I think. So this week, baby is the size of a plum. It has grown quite a bit since we last talked. But yeah, it's the size of a plum. It's actually quite big, and I definitely can, like, when I'm leaning over, like especially in the car and stuff, if I'm sort of leaning into the footwell to get something, I can feel that there's a baby in there. I can feel that it's not as comfortable as it once was. I don't remember how early I felt it in the first pregnancy, to be fair. I haven't felt it move or anything like that, but just feeling the sort of changes that are going on in my body. Now, my body this time around definitely hasn't changed as much, because I think there's been a few reasons. Firstly, my hips have widened from the first pregnancy. When I was first pregnant, I was quite small, and I've sort of felt a big change in the way that my body was, whereas this time around, I wasn't quite as small when I found out I was pregnant. So yeah, my body, I don't feel it's changed too much this time around. The only thing is I've lost a lot of weight from being so ill. I've lost over a stone. So my legs are looking skinnier. But yeah, my hips are definitely looking wider. Or the same. So yeah, I've definitely noticed some changes. And the fact that it's now the size of a plum, I feel like I'm going to start showing soon. Not to other people, but just to myself. I definitely can't see it at the moment. But I feel like I'm changing every day, which is crazy considering we've got 9 months of this. 3 months down, well, nearly. Yeah, crazy how much I feel myself change every day. Emotionally, it's different every day. It is like full on mood swings of high and low. And to be fair, I've not been low in terms of sort of depression low. I've been low in terms of just very emotional and crying and over nothing. It really is over nothing. And crying over happy things and yeah, just emotional really. And then the good days are really good, like really happy. Yeah, it seems to be that I'm, apart from the sickness, I am really, really enjoying this pregnancy. Really, really enjoying it. And I hope you are too, if you are pregnant and listening to this. It would be great to hear from some of the listeners actually. And I will leave my email address in the description for the podcast. But it would be great to hear how it's going on this 11th week, that week before you tell people. It's a very special week. Or maybe you have told people, you know, there's a lot of people who don't wait until that 12-week mark, but it's got a lot of significance for me. I sort of made it to about 11 and a half weeks with my first ever pregnancy before having a miscarriage. And so this 12-week mark is massive for me and sort of getting and edging ever so much closer to having my scan, which is booked in next week. Yeah, so it's a very special time for me, is this sort of last week of it being mine and Aaron's little thing. But yeah, so it'd be great to hear from you. My email address is millionairemama, and that's MAMMA, millionairemama@victoriaappley.co.uk. And yeah, it'd be really great to hear from the listeners and just to sort of see whether there's one or 20 or 100, who knows. However many of you there are, it would be great to hear from you and how pregnancy is for you at the moment, and for me to be able to read some out and share it. So do let me know if I can share your story, feelings, or just what it is that sort of struck you right now, what it is that you're going through. So I want to share with you what sort of happened over the last few weeks with me, because it may well be that someone can relate. It may well be that you can't completely relate, but it would be good to understand what maybe other pregnant people are going through around you, or even if you can just find something from it that you can sort of relate to. Where I last left off, I think I had been to the hospital once. So since then, I've been two more times. And it's just dehydration. My sickness has just left me dehydrated. And when you're dehydrated, it seems to make the sickness even worse. And it just seems to be this horrible circle of getting sick, getting dehydrated, feeling more sick, being more sick, being more dehydrated. And the way that the doctors resolve this is they give you fluids through an IV thing in your arm. I don't know the scientific words behind it. So yeah, they give you fluids in your arm, and they also give you anti-sickness through this IV as well, because sometimes it's very hard to keep the anti-sickness down as a tablet, which is, I've been given four different anti-sicknesses to try. There are two which I have found to be really, 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 really good for me and to work for me. I can try and say the names. Metoclopramide and ondansetron. So those are the two that are working really well for me. So if you are currently going through any sickness and you're like, I haven't tried those two, those are the two that have worked the best for me. I won't say that they've kept the sickness away, because they haven't, but they've definitely subsided the sickness, which is the main thing, and kept me as hydrated as I need to be. So yeah, been into hospital. What they do is give you the fluids, give you the anti-sickness, look after you for a bit, and just make sure that you're okay before you go. There's certain things they check. Now, dehydration is really hard to sort of see. There are physical symptoms, so a dry mouth, but you know, these are the sort of things that you can have if you've not had a drink for a while. But you know, a really dry mouth, dry lips, other physical symptoms or things that you can feel more in yourself are sort of lightheadedness, dizziness. But the things that they like to look at when you go into the doctors is your blood pressure. So my blood pressure went really, really low. And then they also like to look at your urine. And there's something they check for it in your urine called ketones. Now, the doctors swear by that being a way of being able to tell whether you're dehydrated or not. If your ketones are high, over 3, they send you into hospital. If they're below 3, they usually feel that you can treat it at home. But I've heard other things, that ketones appear in your urine if you're not eating carbs. I mean, if you've gone into like looking into the ketone diet, the keto diet or Atkins diet, the people that are on those diets are looking for ketones in their wee. They want them in their urine because it means that their body's in a state of ketosis, which means their body's burning fat. So, you know, if you've just decided if the food that you're craving and the food that you're keeping down is not got any carbs in it, I think ketones could show up anyway. So I'm not 100% convinced by it, but that's how the doctors seem to measure it. And to be fair, it's helped me when I need it. So it's, you know, it's worked for me. But definitely if you are wanting to try and treat it at home and they're trying to send you hospital for your ketones, it's definitely worth looking into other ways of checking if you're dehydrated. I hope that makes sense. That was sort of a bit of a ramble, but there was a lot of information about it online. I don't want to go into the scientifics of it. There's definitely a lot of information that you can find about that online. So yes, that's been my experience. Been in the hospital twice now, and the last time I went to the doctors, my ketones were at level 2. They were whatever that means, so it wasn't at 3 or above, which is where they send you in. So the last time I went in, they were like, you can treat this at home, gave me lots of advice, which I wish they'd given me before. Drinking Lucozade, drinking sugary drinks, eating sugar and things. And do you know what, as soon as I had some Lucozade, I was like, do you know what, this is making me feel better. And it did. I was able to keep the Lucozade down for half an hour, which, you know, means that it's working in me and that my body is taking that in. And my baby's being able to have some sugar, which I know doesn't sound amazing, like it wouldn't be better if they were having broccoli and kale, but to be honest, Lucozade is better than nothing, which is what was happening. I think for about 3 weeks I probably had pretty much nothing apart from these IV fluids being put in me. And then also once I had the sickness, the anti-sickness by IV, I was able to keep food down for quite a while as well. But it didn't last too long. So if you are currently struggling with your morning sickness and you are worried that you're dehydrated, go to the GP. There's all sorts of things that they can look into for you. But blood pressure and dry mouth and stuff, those are the sort of the readings that I would really take notice of. If you can treat it at home, it's so much better to be lying on your own sofa or in your own bed. If you've got another child, I know how hard that can be. It has been very hard. The last sort of 3 or 4 weeks have been very hard, and I know how hard they've been on my husband as well. I can't appreciate him any more than I do right now. It's as much as we're the ones going through the sickness, you know. I would really struggle if I had to do everything on my own, like everything, cooking, cleaning, children, working full time, like bringing all the money in. Like, he's had to do everything while I sit and get better. And I know I'm ill and whatever, but yeah, he's been amazing. He really has. It's just a little appreciation for my husband. And the other thing about hyperemesis, I never know how to say it properly, basically dehydration when you have morning sickness, is to not worry about how many times you need to go in and see people. I was so worried when it was getting to like the second and third time. I was like, oh my goodness, I've already been in. What are they going to think about me coming along again? Don't worry about it. Apparently they see people come in and in and in and out and in and out. Yeah, they weren't surprised to see me a third time. They weren't like, oh, here she is back again. Like, they were very, very helpful. As helpful as they were the first time, the third time. So don't worry about that, because that was something I was really worrying about. And I kept researching online, how many times do people go in hospital for this? Is it normal to have to go in for the third time? And all of, you know, I was really sort of worried that it wasn't normal. It is normal, and they were really reassuring about it. And if your doctors aren't being reassuring about it, then I would ask for a new doctor, to be honest. I wouldn't be putting up with that. So, a few other little bits that I want to talk about today are telling people. So, as I mentioned earlier, hopefully, you know, you're in the 11th week, starting to think about telling people. You may well have already told some people. So, we really, really, really wanted to wait until the 12-week scan to tell everyone, including parents. Unfortunately, that's not been the case, and we have had to tell everyone, or not everyone, we've had to tell quite a few people to get help with the children. And we also told the children, and they also came into hospital to see me and stuff, so they've been telling people. But I'm not going to announce it on my social medias until I've had my scan, so that'll be coming next week. But for you guys, if you're listening to this, it will be weeks ago that I did it. So yeah, if you're thinking about telling people, I've been, I don't know about you, but I have been Googling pregnancy announcements, funny pregnancy announcements. Like, I really want to do something. It's not so much about being unique. I just think it's a bit boring to just tell everyone. So I just want something a bit more fun, because, yeah, it's just more fun for me. So I've been looking things up, and there's been all sorts of ideas of, you know, getting the kids involved, getting the pets involved, like these flat lays. I love the little baby flat lays with the, what's it called, the baby grows and the dates and all of that sort of stuff. So I've been looking into it, and I haven't decided quite what I want to do yet. I have been looking into like a movie trailer type thing, which is probably my favourite idea at the moment. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Aaron's not massively into any of it, my husband. He just goes along with whatever I do. Also, another thing, just quickly, just completely going off track, I've done whilst I've been off is I deleted Facebook. Do you know what? It wasn't bringing me any positivity in my life. Like, literally nothing on Facebook was bringing me any positivity. So I just deleted it, which I've only deactivated it so I can always get it back, because there's a lot of photos on there that I would like to keep. And, you know, there's all sorts on there that I wouldn't want to just completely 100% delete. Yeah, I'm just sick of running through my newsfeed and actually just getting wound up or getting upset, or it's just not my vibe. I'm pregnant. I want things to be positive in my life. So I deleted Facebook. So the reason I brought this up is I just wanted to remind you, you are pregnant. You're growing a human. Like, any stress that you feel, your baby will feel. And that's not to worry you. Like, you can't help certain stresses. And, you know, it's not going to like damage your baby to feel stressed. But they do. So if there's any stresses or worries or anything that you can take away from yourself at this period of your life, do it. Just take it away, whether it's a person, whether it's family members, whether it's an app on your phone, whether it's a TV program, anything that's making you feel less than 100%, get rid of it. This is your warning to clear out your life. Only have positive things and people that make you feel amazing around you. You don't want anyone making you feel poo. You really don't. So yeah, this is me telling you to clear out your life, to have a clear out, and just remain as positive as you can. You know, life isn't all sunshines and roses. I completely get that, but I just needed Facebook out of my life, so I've got it out of my life. Yeah, and it's only been a day. Has it been a day? Day or two? Not been long. But yeah, it's feeling good. I keep going to go on it and it's not there. But yeah, deleted it. And then the final thing that I wanted to talk about in our podcast today is scans. Now, if you listen to this at 11 weeks with me, we've got our scans next week. Hopefully you got your scan next week. I think they do it between 12 and 14 weeks now, so it could be a couple of weeks wait. But yeah, we've got our scans next week. So I cannot wait for mine. Cannot wait to see the baby. I have seen the baby. And the heartbeat, which was amazing because of being in hospital. Yeah, I get to see it and I cannot wait. Really can't. Now, these scans, as much as they are for the hospital and they need to look for what they need to look for, they are really, really quite precious to us, and I know they can seem quite medical. It depends what sonographer you get. I mean, I've had loads of scans, and I've had some sonographers who are just as excited as you are and get into it, and I've had some that are very deadpan and just sort of not really into it. You know, they're doing their day job, and I get it. I'm a little bit like that sometimes in my day job, but yeah, like, appreciate this moment. You don't get to see them again until 20 weeks, and then you might not even get to see them again until the birth, unless you book in your own scans. So yeah, appreciate it. Take the time to see your baby and know that they're in there, and it all becomes very real at the 12-week scan. Very, very real. Get to see the heartbeat. It's just a lovely, lovely time. So if any of you are going into the 12th week now, I'm with you and I cannot wait. Also, it would be great, actually, if you could send to my email address, millionairemama@victoriaappley.co.uk. Your scan pictures, let's share them, let's get excited. I'll put mine up on my Instagram, so do make sure you're following me, victoria.appley. And I will be putting a lot more of my journey up over there, so do go over and follow. And if you're going through it too, just share. I'd love to, love, love, love to hear from other people that are going through pregnancy and enjoying it and or not enjoying it, and what we can do to improve things. Like, it's just a come together. Like, I really believe, truly believe that pregnancy is a wonderful time for women and people to come together. Now, I have made it a very long podcast now, so I will leave it there for today. But next week is the 12 weeks. I'll be talking about the scam, anything else that's popped up, who knows what will come up. But yeah, I will speak to you all next week, and I hope you're all having amazing pregnancies. Speak to you later.